We will get Hour 2 started off with Cole Manbeck here in about 15 minutes. Also get you up to speed on some K-State recruiting news from the last 24 hours. We will have the PowerCat Game Day recruiting special at 3 o'clock tomorrow here on KMAN with John Kurtz on that coverage before K-State basketball. The K-State women will be here on K-Man at 6:30. The K-State men will be over on K-Rock at 6:30. It's going to be a very busy day, but we'll get it all taken care of for you here on KMAN. For now, it's time to, even though it's a beautiful day in Manhattan, we don't really need to gather around anything warm, but we're going to anyway. It's the hot stove.
It's getting hot in here.
Hot stove.
Well, the Royals needed to take care of some more business before the season got started, and they did go ahead and check off one of their categories of need over the weekend as they signed first baseman and designated hitter Brandon Moss to a two-year deal for $12 million. Of course, the Royals lost Kendrys Morales to the Toronto Blue Jays earlier in free agency or earlier in the offseason. KC really slow played the DH market, which turned out to be a smart decision because they do get a very good value on this deal, 2 years and $12 million. Brandon Moss is not someone who's going to come in and be an MVP for you, but he is a solid designated hitter. He does strike out a lot.
But he's averaged 25 homers a year over the last five seasons. And
right.
For that kind of production for $6 million a year, the Royals got to take it in a heartbeat.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that he is a positive addition. There's no doubt about that, especially for the price that they got him. The question is going to be, can he improve from last year? Because he did have a fairly poor last year. He did hit 28 home runs. He was with the Cardinals, by the way. He hit 28 home runs, but he only batted .225. He was actually having a fairly solid year, and then he had a miserable, absolutely miserable month of September down the stretch of the campaign. So we'll have to see what happens with him, but I do think it's a positive addition. Now they just need to go out and find a starting pitcher somewhere.
Well, funny thing is, that is not going to happen, as Dayton Moore did break his silence about what to do with the now vacant rotation spot. Told MLB.com yesterday that the Royals will look internally to fill that. So the four names he threw out, possibilities, Chris Young being the pretty obvious one, still signed for next year, veteran, he's been a starter before. And then also three guys that very, very inexperienced, Matt Strom, Alec Mills, who I think had two big league outings last year, and then the name that I was really surprised to see, Kyle Zimmer.
Well, if he's healthy,
then
I could potentially see that.
I mean, if you can keep the scotch tape together enough,
yeah,
for him to pitch.
I wouldn't totally say that Dayton Moore saying that they're going to find someone from inside means that absolutely they're going to find someone from inside. There are still a couple guys out there on the market that the Royals have been rumored to have had conversations with.
Jason Hamill and Travis Wood are two names I see pop up fairly often, both former Cubs, and both guys that I really like and would love to see wearing Royal Blue next year.
Yeah, I mean, they're not going to be going out signing any sort of Matt Harvey type of pitcher. There's no doubt about that. But
there's no one out there.
They could use another name to at least bring into camp. I mean, doesn't necessarily have to be a really long or really expensive deal, but just get someone else in camp to try to give you more options, because it is going to be difficult with the Royals pitching-wise moving forward. Especially, I mean, it was already going to be, but especially at the tragic loss of Yordano Ventura, that is enhanced even more. But I like the Brandon Moss signing. I think the Royals played the DH market very, very well. They certainly are paying a fraction of what they would have paid Kendrys Morales. Are they getting the same production as Kendrys Morales gave? Probably not. But again, talking about value, I think that the Royals did very, very well. We're going to head to our hourly break here, concluding the first hour. When we come back, we'll talk to Cole Manbeck about K-State recruiting and what things are looking like right now for the Wildcats on the hardwood. Of course, You Can't Be Serious will be coming your way at 5:50. And some bad news if you are hoping to someday attend a Chiefs road game in Las Vegas. That's coming up in the second hour here on The Game.